96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
And the Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 342-2600 for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
Are you afraid next time you or a loved one falls, they might not be able to get back up, or worse, they may be injured? Do you struggle getting to and from doctor or wound care appointments? This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare. Let our dedicated staff of caring nurses work with your doctor to provide a care plan to ease your worries. We provide skilled nursing services, therapy services, home health aid services, wound care, and much more. Our goal is to keep you happy, healthy, and safe in your home. Check us out at hometownhealthcare.net or call 342-2600. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
KBOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Tuesday morning, the 12th of October, and we're very pleased to be joined on the KBOE Sutherland studio line this morning by Lisa Fuller. Lisa's in to preview the Gary Fuller Memorial Shootout coming up on October 30th. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ron. Good morning, Tom.
How are you today?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. Nice morning.
Outstanding. Well, everything's ready to go for October 30th. Where and when are people gathering?
Well, we are gathering at our shop out here where we do it every year at 1955 Road M. We start our registration at 8 o'clock in the morning, and we try to get everybody registered in by 9 so we can talk about rules and safety. And then we try to throw the first target by 10 a.m.
All right. So, tell us about the shootout itself and how that works, and the stations, okay. What's the cost of getting involved here?
So we call it one round. That includes three stations. You're going to be shooting a round of knockout, the best of 24. And that one is where two clays will come in almost simultaneously, so you got to be pretty much on your mark for that one. And then there's the best of 25, and you shoot five rounds from five different stations. And one full round of shooting is $30. And at the end of your round, if you don't like your score in any one of those stations, you can just come back in and pay $10 more and go try to better your score to possibly win a prize or just better your score. We do have two age divisions, and we've got prizes for the top three shooters in each age division. Youth is 11 to 17, and then from 18 and up is our adult division. We ask that when you come, you bring your guns case unloaded, and then, of course, you'll need to bring ammo. We tell everybody probably better bring at least three boxes. I don't know how you're going to do in knockout, but you might need more shells for that. You only need 24 shells for one and 25 for the other, but you definitely might need more for the knockout. It can get kind of fun.
How confident are you, I guess?
Yeah, right. Exactly. I'll talk real quick before I get to all the fun stuff we've got going on. It benefits the trophy buckles at our local Lyon County Fair for the Senior Showman Division. We give out 8 custom-made trophy buckles to our champion and reserve champion. We also sponsor the prizes for the Gary Fuller Spring Classic Livestock Show that happens in May. And that one, every Lyon County 4-H'er that comes in and shows livestock, they actually go home with something, a feed scoop, a bucket, something useful. And then in the past few years, depending on how we do, we've tried to offer scholarships. And this past year, we were able to give 4 of our Lyon County 4-H'ers each a $500 scholarship. Most of those kids, I think, will be on hand. We're going to try to have them come so we can actually present their scholarships to them at the event, and we're going to try to do that before we talk about rules and safety.
Well, that's great. That's significant. That's a lot of dollars going to scholarships, and we have noted you, Lisa, very busy at the fair during the livestock shows, presenting a lot of buckles to kids. We're very excited to get those. Those are nice.
They are. We're pretty excited. We're always really excited when we get them. Corinne and I sit down and design them, and then we always just can't wait to get them in so we can actually see what they look like, because we only ever get to see pictures of them. So we're always excited.
All right, the Gary, Gary Fuller Memorial Shootout coming up October 30th. And basically, you can just sign up the morning of the event then, Lisa?
Morning of the event. Okay. Yep. We talked about doing in advance, but it's just easier. We've added some fun stuff that I need to talk about. We're gonna have T-shirts available for purchase at the event, and we'll have a few sizes. And then if we don't have your size, we will go ahead and have an order form there, and you can pay for them, and then order them, and then we'll get them to you. We're also our friends from the Lyon County Quail Forever Group, Nick Roth. They are going to be on hand with their youth activity trailer. And the fun part about this is they're going to set up also. So if you have young kids that aren't shooting in the event, or maybe they are shooting in the event, doesn't matter, but they have a little trailer that they're going to set up, and they're going to have activities where kids who can come, they can show you how to shoot a gun, and they'll have some really cool stuff all set up. So we are trying to add a few activities for people who aren't participating but want to come out and join in on the fun. We've got, obviously, we have our silent auction items. I've got some really fun stuff happening there. We have a quarter side of beef that will be custom processed by whoever gets it. It is from Mike and Donna Yule at the Allen Meat Processing Plant up in Allen, Kansas. There'll be a wood pellet grill. Skip and Lori and Ginger from the Council Grove Marina donated a half a day pontoon rental. We'll have lots of baskets full of really neat stuff for men, women, kids. Dagan and Jenna Morris from Morris Fabworks donated a fire pit. And I'd say we'll probably, he makes those here in Emporia. I'll have a wooden country bench like I had last year, custom made. You can put your name in the back of it or whatever. It's made out of cedar logs. So I got all that stuff, plus I'm sure there'll be lots more coming in.
I'm sure
and
there will
be. Of course, you know, we can't do an event without food.
Sure.
So our friends Keith and Denise Foster from Keith's Cowboy Catering are going to be providing a meal there for us. And if you're participating in the shooting rounds, you get a meal ticket. If not, then you just buy your meal there, and they donate all those proceeds back to our event. And prizes. There's always got to be prizes, right?
Sure, have to
be. Yeah, in the adult division, of course, we always give a gun away to the champion adult shooter, so we'll have that. And our friends at Front Runner Outdoors LLC right here in Emporia, they put together a nice price package for our first place youth shooter. And then second and third place, I've got some really cool packages for each of those in both divisions. And we will also have a lottery draw in the youth division. We did this last year, and this year, again, our friends from the Lyon County Quail Forever stepped up and donated me a lifetime hunting license.
Wow.
Right. That's wow. They're around $500.
Yeah, no kidding.
For those things. And one of our youth shooters, for every youth shooter that shoots one round of shooting, we'll put their name in a pot, and at the end we'll draw out, and someone's going home with a lifetime hunting license.
Well, there is plenty going on. Yeah, Saturday, October 30th starts at 9, the 4th Annual Gary Fuller Memorial Shootout. Well, we're out of time here, Lisa. I know we'll have you back on before the event. We appreciate all you're doing. Keep up the great work.
Okay. Well, I'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thanks, Lisa.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, Lisa Fuller. 4th Annual Gary Fuller Memorial Shootout. That is getting bigger.
Oh, yeah.
Every year, isn't it? Wow, there's a lot going on.
And there's a lot going on our airwaves, too. So if you want to be part of our morning show, the Newsmaker slot this week have been full for about a week. And right now we only have Monday and Friday of next week, the 18th and 22nd, available, plus a couple others that have been taken into late October, really the last week of October. So give us a call, 342-1400. Shoot us an email to KVUE at KVUE.com.
freedomfest.com. And listen in tomorrow at 7:15 as we have Freedom Fest organizer Steve Harmon and Leon Bryson talking about the Freedom Runs, the Ruck March, and the new Murph Challenge, part of Freedom Fest 2021.
Talk about an event that's getting bigger. There's a lot going on with Freedom Fest this year, too. Whoa.
Amen to that.
Tune in tomorrow. Our newsmaker this morning brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 342-2600 for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Hometown Healthcare. 734, 53 degrees. Good morning.
If you are building a new home or renovating an existing home, now is a perfect time to order a new Lennox heating and air conditioning system from Modern Air. Lennox fall rebates are available now.